Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Elbit Systems Ltd. fourth quarter and full year 2013 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded March 19th, 2014. I would like to remind everyone that the safe harbor language contained in today's press release also pertains to all content of this conference call. If you have not received a copy of today's release and would like to do so, please call GK Investor and Public Relations at 1-646-201-9246. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Kenny Green of GK Investor and Public Relations. Kenny, please go ahead.
Thank you, operator, and good day to everyone. On behalf of all the investors, I would like to thank Elbit Systems management for hosting this call. Joining us on the call today are Mr. Betzalel Butsimachlis, Elbit's President and CEO, and Mr. Yossi Gaspar, Elbit Systems' Chief Financial Officer. Yossi will begin by providing a discussion of the financial results, followed by Butsi, who will talk about some of the significant events during the period and beyond. We'll then turn the call over to the question and answer session. With that, I'd like to turn the call over to Yossi. Yossi, please go ahead.
Thank you, Kenny. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Like last quarter, we will provide you with both our regular GAAP financial data as well as certain supplemental non-GAAP information. You can find all the detailed GAAP financial data as well as the non-GAAP information in today's press release. We are pleased with our full year 2013 results, marking growth in revenues and backlog and demonstrating a continued trend of improvements in margins. This was due to our careful ongoing control of expenses as well as our continued focus on maintaining an efficient operation and taking advantage of synergies between our various divisions. I will now highlight and discuss some of the key figures and trends. Our fourth quarter 2013 revenues were $811.4 million compared to $843.9 million last year. I know that the fourth quarter of last year was a strong quarter, and the fourth quarter revenues contributed relatively large portion of the year's revenue, over 29%. This year, the fourth quarter was also strong and stronger than the other quarters of the present year, though to a lesser extent. For 2013 as a whole, we reported revenues of $2.93 billion, a slight increase over 2012. In terms of revenue breakdown across our areas of operation in the quarter, C4ISR was 37%, airborne systems was 35%, land systems was 14%, electro-optics was 11%, and the rest was 3%. Compared with the fourth quarter of last year, we saw an increase in airborne systems and a slight decrease in C4I systems and electro-optics. For 2013 as a whole, airborne systems grew as a portion of the overall revenue mix, while land systems was lower. In terms of geographic breakdown in the fourth quarter, Israel was 29% of our revenues, North America 28%, Europe 18%, Asia Pacific 11%, Latin America 9%, and the rest of the world was 4%. Compared with the fourth quarter of last year, Israel grew strongly, mainly to the approval of government budget that was released, the financing for some projects that were pending for a while. Asia Pacific and Europe were lower as a portion of the overall revenue. I note that we do not see quarterly fluctuations in our revenue breakdown as indicative of any long-term trends. For 2013 as a whole, revenues from Israel grew strongly as a portion of our overall mix, with a decrease primarily from Asia Pacific. The current lower level of revenues in Asia Pacific can be mainly attributed to the timing of various projects we have in the region. We believe the long-term trend remains for higher potential growth in the emerging defense markets of Asia Pacific and Latin America, and we expect that the current lower level of revenues from Asia Pacific is temporary. For the fourth quarter, our gross margin was 27.3% compared with 28.3% as reported in the fourth quarter of last year. The non-GAAP gross margin was 28.1% in the fourth quarter of this year compared with 29.3% last year. The lower level of gross margin in the quarter was due to the mix of products sold in the quarter, and we don't consider this as a trend. Full year 2013 gross margin was 28.2% at the same level as last year. On a non-GAAP basis, full year gross margin was 29% compared with 29.1% last year. Operating income in the fourth quarter was $57.9 million with an operating margin of 7.1%. This is compared with an operating income of $70.2 million and operating margin of 8.3% in the fourth quarter of last year. The non-GAAP operating income in the fourth quarter of 2013 was $70.5 million or 8.7% of revenues compared with $83.3 million or 9.9% of revenues in the fourth quarter of 2012. The lower level of operating income in the quarter compared with the fourth quarter of last year was primarily due to comparatively lower revenue level and gross margin. For the full year, our operating income in 2013 was $239.4 million with a margin of 8.2% compared with $203.1 million and a margin of 7% last year. This represents a year-over-year growth of 18% in the operating income. Non-GAAP operating income for this year was $278.7 million, or 9.5% of revenues. This is an increase of over 10% compared with $252.3 million, or 8.7% of revenues last year. The strong improvement in our full-year operating income and margins was due to the generally lower level of operating expenses in 2013. Total operating expenses in this year were 20% of revenues compared with 21.2% of revenues last year. In terms of breakdown of these expenses, our net R&D expenses for the fourth quarter in 2013 were 7.9% of revenues compared with 8.1% in 2012. For the full year, our net R&D expenses were 7.5% of revenues compared with 8.1% of revenues last year. Marketing and selling expenses were 7.5% of revenues in the quarter compared with 7.2% in the fourth quarter of last year. For the full year, our marketing and selling expenses were 8% of revenues compared with 8.4% last year. Our G&A expenses in the fourth quarter were 4.8% of revenues compared with 4.6% of revenues in the fourth quarter of 2012. G&A expenses for the full year were 4.4% of revenues compared with 4.8% in 2012. Financial expenses in the fourth quarter of 2013 were $10 million compared with financial expenses of $10.6 million in the fourth quarter of last year. For 2013, our financial expenses for the full year were $37.3 million compared with $26.1 million in 2012. The increase in these expenses was mainly due to fluctuations in various currencies compared to the U.S. dollar year-over-year. Consolidated net income in the fourth quarter of 2013 was $42.9 million, or a net margin of 5.3% of revenues. This is compared with a net income of $57.2 million in the fourth quarter of last year. Income per diluted share for the fourth quarter of 2013 was $1.01 compared to $1.36 for the fourth quarter of 2012. For the full year, consolidated net income was $183.4 million with a net margin of 6.3%, an increase of 9.3% when compared with $167.9 million and a net margin of 5.8% in 2012. Diluted earnings per share for 2013 were $4.34 compared with $3.97 in 2012. The non-GAAP net income in 2013 was $210.8 million, a margin of 7.2%, compared with $206.3 million, or a margin of 7.1% in 2012. On a non-GAAP basis, earnings per share in 2013 were $4.99, compared with $4.88 last year. Our backlog of orders at year-end was $5.82 billion, higher than the backlog at the end of 2012, which stood at $5.68 million. This increase is a positive sign and provide us with increased confidence with regard to our future growth. Approximately 69% of the $2.8 billion worth of current backlog is scheduled to be performed in 2014 and 2015. I'd like to draw attention to the fact that as at year-end of 2013, our backlog for the next 2 years is about $100 million more than the 2 years before, in 2012. This supports our ability to continue growing our revenues in the coming years. Operating cash flow for the year ended in December 2013 was $167 million, compared with $198 million in the year ended 31st of December 2012. Finally, the board of directors declared a dividend of $0.30 per share for the fourth quarter of 2013. That ends my summary, and I shall now turn the call over to Mr. Machlis. Would you please?
Thank you, Yossi. I'm pleased with what has been achieved this year. We reported a solid set of financial parameters demonstrating modest top-line growth as well as improving profitability. 2013 was the year in which we achieved our highest ever revenue level at almost $3 billion. Furthermore, we ended the year with a record backlog of $5.8 billion, almost twice our current annual revenue level, providing us with strong visibility into 2014 and beyond. Finally, over the past year, we have placed significant focus on keeping tight control over costs and efficiently managed our businesses without jeopardizing our growth prospects, enabling us to show a solid year-over-year improvement in margins. I would like to use this forum to highlight some of our recent contract wins. Recently, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security selected us as their prime contractor for the multi-year integrated fixed tower project on a section of the United States border with Mexico. The project will focus on providing electronic protection along part of the border. The value of the entire project with all its options is $145 million, and if successful, could lead to further orders. Towards the end of last year, the Australian Defence Forces awarded us options and risk reduction activities of approximately $229 million under an extended contract over a 3-year period to supply additional battle management systems to the Australian Army. We are the prime contractor for this major project. While our revenues in the Asian Pacific region have been somewhat less over the past year than the prior year, we see this as a temporary phenomenon, and we expect orders such as the recent one in Australia to greatly contribute to our future revenue growth in this region. Israel was a strong market for us in 2013. We continue to see good momentum in the Israeli market, which can be highlighted by 2 recent orders that we announced. These include a $15 million contract to upgrade and add capabilities to the Israeli Air Force C-130H Hercules transport aircraft, and a $23 million contract to maintain simulators by the Israeli Army Ground Forces. Recently, we made some organizational changes to focus and improve our position in 2 major business areas: cyber and intelligence systems, and commercial avionics. These are both areas we consider to be growth engines with strong potential for our company and highly complementary to our traditional defense-based business lines. We look forward to reaping these fruits of our increased focus and investment in these areas in the coming years. In summary, I am pleased with our progress in 2013. Elbit Systems remains very well positioned with strong financial parameters and diversification across all its regions and business lines. We look forward to the opportunities ahead in 2023. With that, I will be happy to take your questions. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star one. There are no questions at this time. We have a question. One moment. The first question is from Gilad Halper of Excellence. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Just a quick question, maybe a little bit off topic. I was just wondering if you're seeing any signs in the U.S. regarding cuts in the budget deficit, especially now when the Ukraine crisis is ongoing. Are you hearing or feeling any signs of maybe the Pentagon is not going to go ahead with the planned cuts that we heard about a month ago? Any signs of that? Thank you.
We are not aware of any changes for the time being.
Okay, thanks.
There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Machlis to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available 2 hours after the conference ends. In the U.S., please call 1-888-326-9310. In Israel, please call 03-925-5901. Internationally, please call 972-3-925-5901. A replay of the call will also be available at the company's website, www.elbitsystems.com. Mr. Machlis, would you like to make your concluding statement?
I would like to thank all our employees for the continued hard work. To everyone on the call, thank you for joining us today and for continued support and interest in our company. Have a good day and goodbye.
Thank you. This concludes the Elbit Systems Ltd. fourth quarter 2013 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.